meet one's in the books. You went to Kearney on Saturday and came away with an outstanding day. Your girls, you know, the few that we talked about got out this year really did well. And your boys did well. I know you didn't have quite everybody there, but still, for the day, you posted some really, really good marks and times, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a pretty good day for not a bunch of practice for the basketball kids, boys and girls. Just seeing the marks that some of those kids put up, and I think we medaled in every event except two that we were entered in. Throwers making finals that kind of surprised them. Some of our younger kids, and some good jumps, and I don't know. We had like three school records were set, and then a couple top tens got set on there. So, no, it was a very good day for boys and girls.
Kennedy Bailey starts off with a big, big first meet in the throws, didn't she?
Yeah, 144. We were kind of joking with her that she only broke the school record by 15 feet. We were expecting 20, but no, 144, and her dad coaches throws, and they were about a half mile away at the disc area, and texting over there that, and that kind of just set the tone for the day. That was one of the first big marks we'd seen, and her hitting that throw, and that word got kind of spread through the kids, and that spreads. That just positivity spreads, and she had a great shot put later on. She threw 43-7 again and broke her own school record. That's a big throw there, and her brother Brock broke the school record in the shot, went 56-5, and then just missed by a foot the school record in the disc, 162, and then Carlos Diaz threw 140. So throwers, McKenna Collier, a freshman girl, she was able to final at the BC meet. Just a lot of good, a lot of good things done there from the, especially with the throwers.
Yeah, you're going to score a lot of points in those field events to kick off meets, aren't you?
Yeah, and again, that can set the tone for the day. Kids have great days over there throwing, jumping. Again, we had some good jump stuff. We let Clara long jump just to kind of do something else and have fun, and she pops a 16-3 with really not knowing what she's doing. And then Abby jumped 5 foot. She's got some more in her, but still she hadn't jumped for a while, and jumped 5 foot. We're lost in a jump off, or in a, by jumps, and then Noah Zoltenko jumps another 21-foot jump, right where he left off last year, and then Latta jumps 6-4. He hadn't jumped since freshman year, and comes out and jumps 6-4, and then again loses by jumps. So yeah, the field events got us going, and then it just carried over onto the track.
Was Ethan a little? I know you just helped him to one event, but I'm sure he was biting at the bit to want to get out, and he'll get that probably this week a little bit more, get on the track to run a little bit, won't he?
Yeah, he'll do some more this week. He's a big part of that 4x8 picture, that we want to have, and we just want to try to score, as many events as we can. And we feel pretty comfortable in the field events, hurdles, and then we just got to find some, the sprints, and just got to find some, that 4x8, maybe some mid-distance points, and, Dagan Yurkowski, a freshman, ran 223 indoor, big PR for him on that track, and I was hoping he'd be right around that low 220. Kid's just going to improve. And I think Tay can get under 215, push that 210 range by the end of the year. So that was a very positive thing to see there. And then the Shaw brothers will be on a part of that 4x8. So we'll try to put that 4x8 together this week and kind of use this one more of a little more of a lactic day for us. We'll load them up. It's all finals, so we're not worried about overloading them in prelims finals races. Let them all get some type of 400 in, boys and girls, and start getting times and start putting things together.
Spargo sisters went against each other in that 200 meters, and it was a pretty close race, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think closer than a lot of people expected. We were kind of joking with, mostly it was a lot of the boys, but some of the girls were over there before the race, and they just asked them if they wanted to wager who was going to win, and the loser do push-ups, and every one of them went on the jumped on the Clara boat. And when it come around to, I think with about 50 to go, 60 to go, I thought Abby was gonna get her, and then Clara just kind of saw her, and it was like watching Seabiscuit, just had to get eye-to-eye with her, and then she pulled away, and it was fun, just a kind of a fun rivalry to watch those two go at it, and he told, you know, Abby was upset she got beat. You know, and like one, you went 26.7 on a 160 track. You know, that's moving, and that's number two. You're 0.2 behind state record holders. So, I mean, you're right there. So, we're pleased with what she did, you know, running the hurdles, ran 981 in the hurdles. You know, in her first, you know, hurdle event over 33. So she did, she had a good day.
Your boys sprinters, you had three of them in there with Lake and Winsink, also Noah, and also Blaine Aldridge. Those three, that's not a bad first meet for those guys. And maybe you're thinking about down the line, maybe if you can get a fourth guy, maybe you're running a 4x1 sometime?
Oh, yeah, we'll run 4x1 this week. You know, you got Ethan Latta, you know, in the mix there. Ideally, if we can move Ethan around to other events and not have to use him, that would be great. You know, so this week it's going to be Lake and Noah Blaine and then Kevin Garcia, who Kevin was on it the last 2 years. You know, Kevin was our third leg on our second place team last year. So we'll throw those four this week. And then Noah, or Lake and Blaine, Kevin and Ethan in the 4x4 this week. You know, but then you know, want to see what Noah Zeltenko can do to try to push for a 4x4 spot. You know, Breck Horner. Gosh, I'm forgetting names. Terry said Noah, August Shaw. You know, so if we can have, you know, a rotation of 6-7 guys that can move around that 4x4, and if I can find another guy for that 4x8 to rotate around, you know, I think that'll be helpful, just be able to move kids around in different meets.
Well, Coach, I know you and I have talked a little bit about this Southern Valley invite. This is going to be a good one. You've got some good teams involved, and competition's going to pick up a little bit more, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there, you look at some of the names that are going to be there. There'll be some fun races, and we're not sure, you know, what we're going to do with, you know, with some people yet. I'd like to see some relays on the girls' side. You know, if we do that, that pulls Clara from an individual. You know, so kind of just see what we want to do, you know, coaching-wise, as far as, like I said, using this meet as, you know, practice, as a lactic workout. So, you know, trying to find our way to run a 400, 100, a 200, you know, kind of work that stuff out. And that's kind of what we're trying to do. We're mapping this out with all the kids, and they allow us 6 entries per event. So, you know, we're able to move some kids in different spots and get some looks and get some times. But, yeah, between – and I'm sure I'm going to forget some names of teams that are going there. I don't think Cambridge goes. You know, but Addie Hunt will be there. You know, Claire and Addie, they were battling last year at this meet. And then, you know, Kirsten Moore is going to be there for the for the girls' hurdles. You know, so that'd be good for Addie. You know, I'm trying to think on the boys' side. The boys' long jump is going to be – fantastic, because you got the Mitchell kid from Malmo, you got Thunder Nelson from Bertrand, you know, Noah Zeltenko for I mean, all three of those guys are 21 foot jumpers. You know, I think the Biscup kid jumps too. I think he long jumps. I can't think of the other Bertrand kid's name. We were just talking about him today, but he went 20 foot last year. You know, August Shaw's right there pushing the 20 foot. I mean, so you could have six, seven jumpers 20 foot or better at this meet. So that's going to be a fun one to watch too.